Good morning, Lord. Lord, here we are again in your presence. I love being here, Lord. I love feeling your presence. I love the study of your word. Lord, I pray that you touch everybody here this morning. There seems to be something here, Lord. There seems to be an apathy. Apathetic spirit, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power of the enemy, I command to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Any assignment, we bind. We lose the freedom of God here. Lord, this is your house. This is your house, Lord. Lord, open up your word for us this morning and open up our hearts to receive you and to receive your word and everything you have for us, Lord. I pray that you'd bring healing to those that need healing. I pray, Lord, that you'd bring salvation to those that need salvation. Show your power, Lord. Show your love. Bless this time, Lord, please. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I worked on something all week long again until last night. In about 2 hours, I put together something else. It's probably not going to be as long as some of my messages, but that's okay. Maybe that's a good thing, right? I want to talk about the joy of communion. He has made us glad. We just sang it, or some of us did. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Has God made you glad today? Why would he even have anything to do with us at all? Our opening scripture this morning was Luke 22, 14 through 20. And I'm going to read it again. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I'm going to read that again. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. As many of you know, I inherited a little dog. I mentioned to someone the other day, ounce for ounce, that little chihuahua is probably the strongest animal on the face of the earth. that, you know, she doesn't have much of a life. She sits on the top of the couch and she looks out the window. And everything's going on. If a cat goes by, she barks. If someone knocks on the door, she barks. If there's a bicycle or 6 blocks away, she barks. But there's one thing she likes. She likes when I, and she can tell, she watches, she knows when it is. I think she must have a watch or something. But when I grab the leash in the afternoon to take her for a walk, she gets really excited. It's almost like joy. Can dogs have joy? Why? What do you get excited about? What brings us joy? What brings the Lord joy? In the Hebrew culture, there's a, in the Hebrew religion, among the rituals, there's a celebration. It's called Havdalah. And I mentioned this briefly, I think, a couple weeks ago. Havdalah. It's a ceremony that is observed at the end of Shabbat, or the Sabbath. It's a celebration. It doesn't celebrate Shabbat ending. It celebrates Shabbat existing. Because you think about it, there might get some argument on a couple of them, but it's every feast, every celebration that God instituted should bring us joy. If only in the fact that he cares enough about us to give these to us. Anyway, Havdalah is a celebration. The leader, usually the father, blesses his children. He reads from Psalm 31 to bless and honor his wife. And he drinks a cup of wine or grape juice. This cup is placed on a saucer. The cup is then filled to overflowing. It reminds me of a song. In fact, after I put this together and was looking at it on the radio, the song played. So there you go. But the song is, I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup is overflowing. There's so much grape juice or wine in that cup that it can't contain it. It overflows on the saucer. And the singer of the song says he's drinking from the saucer. In the reading for Havdalah, there's something that is said that has stuck in my mind for nearly 30 years. In Jewish thought, the wine represents joy. Shouldn't this cup at communion be received with joy? First Peter 1:3-9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto the living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season. If need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. That should bring joy to us. That's what this communion is all about. The price he paid. In 1 Peter 1:8, he said, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unutterable. So I can't even utter that. By faith, we look to Jesus. By faith, we love his appearing, even though it hasn't happened yet. By faith, we rejoice with joy. Because we believe, we know that we have reason to be joyful. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For the joy set before him. You know, if you read the description of what happened to him, that doesn't really seem like there would be too much joy involved in that, would there? But there is. Just because you're going through problems, that doesn't mean you can't be joyful. James in chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. He's growing us. He's improving us. He's perfecting us. He's preparing us for the kingdom of heaven. Shouldn't we get excited about that? For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. That joy that was set before him was us. In Luke 22:15, it said, with desire I have desired, I have longed for, I have looked forward to, anticipated, because I know it's coming. Is there something missing in our observance? Is it just ritual? Or is it something else? Is it just routine? Is it empty or meaningless? You know, it seems like if that's all it is, we're really missing out on an awful lot, aren't we? I don't know about you, but personally, I like joy. Revelation 3:15-16, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's some pretty hard words, aren't they? This morning we'll be celebrating our Savior who gave his life to save us from hell. Let's celebrate it with joy. Ricky, would you and Terry come forward and pass out the elements, please? First Corinthians 11:23-32. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And he is coming. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. At verse 28, we talk about it every time, and we're going to talk about it again. That gives us the opportunity to partake of this by examining our heart. And I'm going to allow everybody a few minutes that they can examine their heart and they can talk to the Lord about what they see there. Thank you, guys. If we examine our hearts and we ask the Lord to show us what He sees there, then we ask for forgiveness. We ask to be reestablished into the kingdom, into His presence. We talk to the Lord about what we see. It's called repentance. Some people don't like that word. I do. Because it's what's needed to enter into fellowship with the Lord. We probably all could find something as we examine our hearts. Lord, forgive me, please. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Lord, I thank you for this bread. I thank you, Lord, for the body that you gave willingly to die on that cross. You did it for me. You did it for all these people here. You did it for all that would receive you. You may eat the bread. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you for this cup. We thank you, Lord, for what it represents. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed, that cleanses us from our sins, that renews us. You may drink the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and something about that name. Yes, Lord, there's something about that name. The name itself in Hebrew is Yeshua. It means salvation. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your gift of salvation. I thank you, Lord, that for the joy set before you, you endured the cross. You could have climbed down off of that cross anytime you wanted, but you stayed on it. You did it for me. And each person in this room can say, he did it for me. Let's all say it. He did it for me. Lord, bless your people this morning. Lord, help us to be everything you want us to be. Help us, Lord, to be more worthy of the gift that you gave us. Help us to be more appreciative of it. Fill us with your love, Lord. Fill us with your spirit. Fill us with you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd go with us as we leave this place, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd keep us safe and bring us back safe when we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service. Remember, a cake and ice cream tonight.